Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. It's 6:09, Brock Hunter.
Did they remake Knight Rider or no?
Yeah, they did that show, and I don't think it lasted very long. They did like an updated one. It wasn't with Hasselhoff.
Wasn't as good.
No. I mean,
obviously, it's still not around. Right?
When you don't have Hasselhoff in there, all right, and his thick bead of chest hair.
He's a big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
You know what I never realized? How much of a big deal David Hasselhoff is in Germany.
Oh, he's massive in Germany, dude.
Massive.
Dude, he's got like German songs in German.
Oh, yeah.
They're like huge hits in Germany. Yeah. He sang on the Berlin Wall.
Remember, wow, you're right. I did see that.
Looking for freedom. He had that like like that piano scarf on and everything. Looking for freedom.
Yeah, what an interesting guy.
I love Hasselhoff.
Like when I looked at David Hasselhoff, I'm like, nah, I wouldn't think that guy could sing, you know?
Yeah.
I just thought he ran on the beach and got lucky with that role.
Obviously, Knight Rider was massive. Sexy Hasselhoff in a talking car kit. And then Baywatch was massive not long after.
Yeah.
Running down the beach with his sweet chest hair. Looking
what,
all
what else did David Hasselhoff do?
He did some movies.
Name one movie with David Hasselhoff.
He was in Click with Adam Sandler. He played the boss in that one. Remember that?
Oh, okay.
The scene where he freezes and he slaps him a bunch of times.
Yeah, you're right.
Farts on his salad. He's like, the salad tastes like, yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Would you say David Hasselhoff is an A-list actor?
Ooh, no, I would not. I would not say that. Maybe in the 90s when Baywatch was massive then, but he petered off. I'm not saying like he's a piece of trash now, but.
I mean, you would think somebody who was like Knight Rider, went to Baywatch, big deal. Like, he would be like a big name movie star. He'd have a bunch of movies under his name. But no.
Well, you know, I think Baywatch kind of, it almost became like a joke. I shouldn't say joke, but you know what I mean? Like, it's.
Exactly. A little. Back then, people were like, all right.
You're not getting prestigious awards from like the Tonys or anybody like for your work on Baywatch, you know? So.
Right. You're running down the beach in slow motion. What kind of award do you want?
Oh, and I'm looking it up here now because, of course, we're going to go balls deep in Hasselhoff.
Yeah, you know what? Hell with it. Yeah. Balls deep with David Hasselhoff. Name his movies.
Nothing major. He was in Dodgeball. Remember, he was the coach of the German team in Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah.
He's
always like a side guy. Like, you know.
SpongeBob SquarePants, the movie. He had a bit in there. He was the first actor to portray Nick Fury in the telefilm Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was on Broadway in the musical Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah. And other musicals. So, yeah, no, he's pretty good.
Nah, he needs to work on his movies. Yeah.
This is what I love. In 1989, Hasselhoff released his studio album, Looking for Freedom, which went triple platinum in Europe.
Damn.
Looking for freedom.
Triple platinum.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why he's not in a bunch of movies. He doesn't need to.
No, he's got it all set. With the reruns, the royalties from Knight Rider and Baywatch. Man, the guy's set. The guy's set.
How about this? A remake with David Hasselhoff of Knight Rider, directed by like Michael Bay.
I like it. I like it. Of course, with his age now, he is 70 years old.
Yeah, so he got CGI now, dude. He's good.
Maybe Knight Rider, instead of him like driving fast everywhere, he's really slow and he goes to Bluebird Breakfasts and gets the blue
senior place. Special.
He gets the senior special. Yeah, yeah.
He's always, him and Liam Neeson are hanging out. Now,
he's always losing criminals just because he's tired and he moves slow. Not quite the Knight Rider we remember, but still. But still. Hey, don't hassle
We're all
the
getting older. We're all getting older.
Don't hassle the Hoff, all right? Looking for freedom. God, good song. I'm going to go listen to that. I'm going to listen to that after this. Anyway, that was way too much time on David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff. It's never too much time. Shut up.
Good point. All right. Anyway, let's get to your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Boy, some people really know how to hold a grudge. A guy in East Texas recently passed away. Now, a 51-year-old woman named Lori Hines is facing charges after she walked into his funeral, went up to his casket, and spit on him.
God! Dude! Come on!
That's what I think.
Dude, you are a certain type of person.
Boy, she's just sour. Just a
wow. To spit on a living person is one thing.
Yeah, yeah. But to go to a person's funeral where he's surrounded by loved ones and family members.
What's that moment? I spit on your grave.
Yeah, and she took that literally. Actually, no, I spit on your face. The funeral happened back in November, but she just got arrested for it last week. It's not clear why she hated the guy so much, but someone at the funeral said she had a beef with him and his family. She was in jail overnight, released on a $2,500 bond the next day.
Can't get that image out of my head. Imagine waiting to go like, go say your goodbyes, you know, and the person in front of you walks up.
Just working on a big old...
What's he doing?
Big old phlegm rocket building up. No, don't worry. Don't worry. This guy's got it coming. This
right
guy's
got the it face.
Coming. Here, out of all of this, Hunter, out of all of this, this last sentence is what really, and I know, out of all of this, this is the crazy thing. She's facing a felony charge for abusing a corpse.
Damn.
I didn't know there was such a thing. There was a thing. You could get a felony charge for abusing a corpse?
Damn. So if you went up to somebody and punched a dead body right in the face, wham, you get in trouble.
You go to a funeral and you pile drive a dead body. You can get a felony charge.
Imagine the reaction of everybody. And she just hawks a loogie right between this dead dude's eyes.
You take some corpse and take it off the top ropes, you're going to get in trouble, apparently.
You're saying if you tombstone a dead corpse,
which would be the fitting
pile drive?
No, tombstone would be the fitting way to abuse a corpse, right there. Right?
You know, it was a tombstone.
Come on, he's dead. He's dead.
I was, you know.
You go in there and you straight up Mike Tyson cold cock this corpse. You're gonna get in trouble,
dude. You know, honestly, it probably hurts your hand pretty bad.
Yeah,
because he's not giving. There's no give. He's cold. He's stiff.
Rock hard. Full of all that embalming fluid. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Break your hand, dude. That's a strong chin, dude.
Somehow it gets you get caught on that tooth. That's not quite the mouth's not completely closed, and then your knuckle gets caught on an upper tooth. You bit me. This corpse bit me.
Well, no, his mouth is all glued shut, so it's not moving.
Oh,
much,
that's
dude.
Right. It is. It is.
Yeah.
You
ever punched a dead body?
I'm kind of intrigued now about this. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to go to any funeral. Everybody's got a funeral coming up. Don't worry. I'm just very intrigued.
Hey,
like,
you know what? I'll write it in my will. You know, Brock, hey, you get one shot, dude.
You know what? Let's
sit me up right in the stomach, though.
Right now. You heard it. On June 16th, Brock and Hunter both made an agreement, a verbal binding contract.
But it's got to go both ways here, though.
That's what I'm saying.
If you go first, dude, you're getting cold cocked, too.
Exactly. Whoever dies first, the other person gets to, I think a folding chair. I think a folding chair to the back. How about that?
It's going
to
be years of anger built up in that one punch.
I cannot wait. I can't wait for you to die so I can punch you right in the face. Finally get my revenge after all
Bring
these
it.
Years.
Bring it.
Right there. So, yeah, don't go spitting or punching or tombstoning corpses.
Right.
Even if you do have a grudge with someone in his family.
You know, I think I'd be more okay with somebody punching it rather than spitting on it, you know?
Just pinata it. Like, no, this is it. We're taking some racks here, folks.
Straight up Louisville slugger right to the dome. He's dead. He didn't feel it. He's fine. A lot of anger in this bet.
Quit overreacting. He's not going to complain about it. All right, anyway, there you go. Grandma had it coming. She had that chair coming.
That's terrible.
All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.
The Plan B Morning Show.